I'm looking at and touching a teenage laptop, 14 years old. It's what I work on and the subject of a bit of mild derision lately from a young man in a computer shop. Not seeing one of those lately. It isn't even mine, but on extended loan from a friend who has something much more sophisticated to replace my old, near 20-year-old laptop programmed to Windows 95. The key factor, so to speak, is that these two machines are not, and never have been, connected to the internet. No viruses, no emails to answer, no distractions at all. I go to the library for my emails or use friends' computers. This is easy for me than most, admittedly, as I'm inclined to being itinerant, a sort of house sitter. So for great chunks of the year, it's often a question of leaving this antique computer at lunchtime or evenings, or if I'm stuck in my writing, to see what's in my inbox. This laptop, with limited facilities, a souped-up typewriter in effect, is switched on in the morning and I get straight down to work, easy as that. I discovered rather late in my writing life that I'm a morning person. Maybe this is just part of getting old and not needing 8 hours sleep, and sometimes on a good day's work I'm twiddling my thumbs after about 11 o'clock, having put in about 4 hours. Of late I found myself writing biographical plays, Tolstoy, Shakespeare, Flaubert no less. I suppose, more strictly, you'd call it a fictional recasting of actual events. Of course, this involves a lot of research, which I enjoy, and it's arguable that these days I can't write without having what we might call data to begin with. A biographer connects up the dots in the picture having found the dots of data. The only fiction is the space between the dots. I still make things up, but try hard to keep to what we know happened. So as I'm reading the biographies, I have a dictaphone to hand. I generally fill up about 5 or 6 90-minute tapes with relevant material. Bits of dialogue emerge. The shape or order of scenes presents itself. I listen to these tapes several times, often composing a new tape. I have a second sit-up-and-beg tape recorder on my desk. As I do so, the play gets written before I start touching the laptop keys. Finally, I'm pursuing inner images, more or less urgent dreams. My subjects generally choose me, and I choose my way into the subject, a year or a few months of the life. But my job here is to describe the mechanical side of the process, which is that I cut myself off with unexciting equipment for 4 or 5 hours a day. A memory stick inserted into the back of this machine, then stuck into someone else's whizzy computer, ends the process.